I don't know if people have noticed, but we have two new businesses on Main Street recently.
Okay.
M&E Studios and Photography down on the west end of Main Street. It's Mark and Aaron Studios, Mark and Aaron Radke. And if you get a chance, stop down and visit and see what she's up to down there. She has a lot of artsy and crafty ideas and some classes. And then she's catering to the younger people in the community with their art and holding some really fun art events after school. So check that out. She's got some jewelry. She's got some interesting things for sale. She does punch needle, I think it's called, which is another art craft. And then, of course, painting and photography. So drop in over there and say hi, introduce yourself, and see what that place is all about. It's pretty interesting. We'll be visiting there for our ambassadors before too long. So
cool.
Watch for that. And then just to the east of you is Kara Brinster Law Office, and she's getting organized. She's got her paralegal gal hired, and she's been in court, and things are going smoothly for her. So if you're in need of a lawyer in town, we do have Kara Brinster, and both these businesses, these brand new businesses, have joined the chamber.
Cool.
So yes, it always makes my day when somebody comes in and joins the chamber. Mm-hmm. So
yep.
So those are new happenings on Main Street. Lot of questions asked about the citywide yard sales already. You know, the nice temps, everybody gets excited. Let's get the garage cleaned out. Let's clean out the kids' clothes and toys and whatnot. So the citywide yard sales are going to be Saturday, May 18th from 8 to 4 as usual. To list your sales site, contact the chamber office. You can give us a call, 652-2524, or shoot an email over to chambergal@dactyl.com. It costs $5 per sales site. So if you get together and two or three people go to one garage, it's still only $5. So mm-hmm. What a deal, sponsored by the Carrington Area Chamber of Commerce. And for those of you that shop the sales and you aren't a seller, you're a buyer, we have the listing just prior to Saturday. So usually Friday, the 17th, I'll have the listing online on our website. And we also post it to Facebook. If you aren't a computer person, you can pick up the written list at Senex C Store or Casey's General Store on that mm-hmm. Friday afternoon. So let's see what else. Well, this week we've got big doings going on here. We've got, remember when people used to say that? Big doings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you hear that much anymore?
Not as much, no.
That means we're old, Greg. Big doings at Crossroads Golf Course coming up on Thursday, March 28th. It's the annual meeting of the Chamber, Community Development, Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Job Development Authority. And this is open to the public. Anyone can come. The social starts at 5, and we'll have dinner, a wonderful meal at 6. And if you didn't know, we're having Duchessa gelato for dessert.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. $20 per person, and you can still pay at the door. We do have tickets available this week, but you can also just come and pay at the door if it's a last-minute thing. Feel free to still attend. And we have door prizes, too.
Cool.
This year, our theme is Ag Entrepreneurs, and so we're going to have our usual reports from the organizations, kind of going to keep those brief this year, so we have time to hear from our Ag Entrepreneurs, who are Kevin Wolski, Roger Gushus, Mike and Lindsay Ostley, and also, who's our fourth one?
You've said it before, I know.
I know. I got to think now. I'm having a brain block. It'll come to me and I'll be totally embarrassed. Yeah. Anyway, so that's going to happen on Thursday night. And so we hope you'll be able to join us. And then did you hear, and you do know about this because I see I've sold you a ticket, the Leavers Foods Easter Sweepstakes. Oh, I already thought of who the other person is. I knew it would come to me right after I changed the subject. We're going to hear from Marchie Murphy on her Duchessa gelato.
Oh,
duh.
Yeah.
I suppose I thought, my brain thought, you already mentioned that, so don't repeat. No. So those four will be our speakers on the annual meeting night. But, okay, getting over to Leavers Foods and the Easter sweepstakes, it's the Carrington Kiwanis Club grocery shopping giveaway. And the tickets are only $10 and you have a chance to win up to $1,000 in groceries from Leavers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All proceeds go to community outreach with our Carrington Kiwanis Club, who supports the youth in our community. And this generous shopping spree is made possible by Leavers Foods in Carrington. So the Kiwanis aren't even buying the groceries. Leavers is donating. So all the money goes to the Kiwanis Club for their betterment. You must be 18 to participate. So if you need a ticket, you know who to call. I've got tickets at the chamber office in my back pocket. We have second chance prizes. There'll be 3 second chance prizes of $20 Carrington cash each. So, you know, you could always buy a few groceries.
Yeah.
Or spend it anywhere, actually. Go out to eat if you don't like groceries. So I talked about the new members. I talked about the citywide yard sales. The grocery giveaway. Speaking of Easter, Jana Lesmeister, bless her heart, is having some fun with Easter eggs and is planning the annual Easter egg hunt, which will be on the Saturday of Easter, which is what, the 20th? No, I'm not sure.
Easter is the 21st.
Yeah, 20th of April then. I had that right.
So it's Saturday.
Yep, Saturday. Okay. And of course, we're waiting for Mother Nature to decide if it'll be in the park or some other fun place. So
yeah, I think last year was right on Main here, wasn't it? And inside at the youth center and bowling alley and kind of...
all around the Main Street area, I think, on this block because of the weather or the lack of good weather.
Yeah.